Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Gross. It's Monday the 6th of June. How did I get a June? We've talked about this so much this show. We're just two old men and we can't believe it's now June. It's now 6th of June, 6th of June, 6th of June.
Do you think yourself as being old? Because I'm older than you. So it's,
yeah. It's how are you feeling right now about how it's all gone?
I feel old all the time. I was saying to Charlie earlier that, Charlie, who's our head of production here, I was saying to him that what I've found as I've got older is I'm a lot more physically sensitive to things like ailments and bad living and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Last few weeks I felt so tired and so kind of de-energized.
Yeah.
That by like 6 PM every day I've been tired.
Okay.
But the other day I basically just said that enough is enough.
I'm gonna have that Floridex. It's advertised on the tube.
I don't like taking medication.
It's not medication, isn't it? Just fig juice or something.
Well, I haven't taken it.
Right.
What I did was, I just said, look, for a few days, I'm just going to
go on speed.
I'm going to eat really nicely, really well, clean eating,
right,
for want of a better phrase. And I went to the gym a few times, and I feel much better now.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Is your testosterone just kind of like pumped up a little bit, and you just sort of get yourself going?
I get angry,
shout at people.
People will laugh at me for saying this. I did 45 minutes on the elliptical. Great stuff.
Is the elliptical that one?
Yeah. No impact, so it's good for my knee.
It's, I find
with... It's me and the mums.
I've got an elliptical at home.
Really?
I have, yeah.
Would you recommend it?
Not the one I've got, because I've not used it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you really have to be into it, I suppose. But yeah, no, because the same, I can't run, because my knee's...
How much did it cost you?
Oh, it was under lockdown. It was under lockdown prices, so it was when nobody could get anything from Germany.
Right.
That's where they're all made, or certainly assembled.
Is it? Okay.
I think it was about £500.
Is it the most expensive,
cash.
Most expensive coat hanger you've ever bought, do you reckon?
Pretty much, yeah. It doesn't even hang coats, really.
Really?
Yeah.
But so. Is it a good quality one with a screen and everything?
Yeah, it's got a screen, but it's not got an iPad screen or anything. It's got like it does have like this optional app that you can sort of subscribe to. And you can, it syncs up how fast you're going and how difficult the trail is to these pre-recorded videos.
Huh.
And so,
sounds pretty old school.
Well, no, so you got on your mobile phone or your iPad or whatever,
yeah,
you can stick that in the front and it goes as fast as you. So you could be running, so you could pretend you're running around the Rockies or, I don't know,
oh, nice,
the Thunderdome or something. I don't fucking know where.
Yeah.
But you can run around and it feels like you.
Have you ever used it?
I used it quite a few times in lockdown.
I think it's quite a good workout. It's no impact.
It is. And it does lie that you're working harder than you actually are. It does sort of go, you've eaten 200 calories. I'm like, yeah, no, you've not munched up 200 calories.
But
no way.
But you say that, but I think that's a really basic thing they should be getting right. They shouldn't be lying about it.
No, they shouldn't. I just sort of go, I've not munched a roast dinner.
I use the old watch for that. So it's fine. Right. So I set the cardio thing going.
Yeah.
When I get going, and it tells me how many calories I eat up.
What, because of how fast your heart rate is?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah,
heart rate and relative effort and all that kind of stuff.
Nice, okay.
This is a Garmin, mate. It's better than I expect.
It's a Garmin,
but I will go through 700 calories on the elliptical, mate.
I don't think you will, though.
45 minutes. I'm a big unit.
Right.
I'm burning more calories than you are. I'm twice your size.
I don't know. 700 calories just seems high.
Yeah, you're about 8 stone wet through. I'm a big strong man. I'm not strong, actually. I'm just a big man. That's annoying. That's the annoying thing about being me.
Right.
Because you won't, and you'll be like, oh, cry me a river, because you can't even reach the top shelf in the supermarket or whatever. and that's your problem. Mm. My problem is people see me and go, he's going to be strong. Can you help me lift this?
Do people actually think that though?
Yeah, but think about how many times in your life, and say a yearly basis, whether you're at your parents or you're with your wife or you're at home, whatever,
right.
You have to lift stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
And people expect you to be strong.
Yeah.
And when they see someone like me, they think he's going to be strong. Because as we've talked about before, back in the day, strong men were just people who could eat a lot of food.
Oh, mate, you should have seen me yesterday. I was very impressed with myself. I was like...
But I'm not strong. That's
if someone walked past and saw me molesting a rug doctor into the back of a Fiat 500, it really was a wonderful... It was like me lifting an Atlas stone. They're really heavy, those things.
You could probably put your Fiat 500 in the rug doctor. Similar size.
Yeah.
What have you got the rug doctor at again?
Dogs, innit?
What, so you have to rent a rug
Don't
doctor
every... Don't keep pissing on the floor.
Every month.
He's got a 15, he's like, that's my fucking ass, I'm going to piss where I want.
So he literally takes a piss anywhere at random?
Well, he does, and then I was like, that stair's not coming up. But no, I've got a rug docker. Cannot recommend it highly enough.
Why are you putting it back in the Fiat 500? Because you only rented it?
Taking it back to the Morrison's on the card.
How much would they cost to rent?
I think it's about 30 quid, maybe.
If you were going to rent that 10 times, you might as well buy one.
It's massive. I don't have room for a rug doctor. I barely have room for a doctor, which I actually need.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know what a rug doctor looks like. I've heard the name.
Yeah.
I don't really know what it is.
They're in those like forbidden little cupboards you see in Morrison's.
What?
And you go on the website and you pay the man the money, and they give you a little code, and then you unlock the rug doctor thing. You unlock the rug doctor.
But is it
locker.
Massive then?
Yeah, it's about that big. Massive it is.
And what's the difference between that and just a Hoover?
It's just a really high-powered, strong, muscular wet Hoover, effectively.
A wet Hoover?
Yeah, so it sprays the water into the fibres. I've got like a little spot cleaner, but right. These guys are absolutely chunky boys, and they you just do the whole the whole room really, really quickly. And to be fair, it has taken out the stinking piss on the floor.
So how long do you let the piss stay there before you get the rug doctor in? What's the threshold?
I've been there for months. It's been there, the piss... Yeah, because I attack you on the spot.
You have like a little chart on your wall where you tick it off.
How
and
much
ten
piss?
Of them,
yeah,
and just
exactly.
Ten of them, and you get a rug doctor.
How much
in.
Piss? Yeah, the rug
he's probably on commission
around.
With rug doctor.
He is. He's probably in the pocket. They're probably feeding him bones.
He's in the pocket of big rug doctor.
Nuts.
Oh, so that's what I've got to look forward to in my cats. Is it? Did I tell you the story about my cat escaping?
Yeah, out the front. Yeah. Insane yeah. behaviour.
I cut myself
cat.
To pieces on the fucking thorn bushes.
Crazy cat.
Absolutely
what a crazy
ridiculous.
Cat.
So while we talk about can we talk about lifting things? People are. All I'm saying is. People ask you to lift things a lot.
Okay.
And it's not as easy as it looks for someone like me who's big but not strong. That's the only point I was making.
Yeah. Well, it's National Gardening Exercise Day, so maybe you can lift up some rockery or lift up some soil for people.
Yeah. Mimi will say that sometimes. She'll be like, oh, I've been indoors all day. I want to go and get some exercise in the garden. And she'll just garden. And it'll be
right.
good exercise for her.
Yeah.
It's not really something I do for exercise, though. I'm on the elliptical.
You're on the elliptical.
You can't garden on the elliptical. She's in the middle of gardening. I'm just ellipticaling through a massive flower bed, just tearing it all to pieces. Speaking of gardening, though, do you see that kind of garden-based prank outside of Gatwick Airport?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it was good. People landing in Gatwick Airport could look out the window of their EasyJet flight and see, welcome to Luton.
And that was Max Frosch did that. He's Jack's
Max
friend.
Max Frosch, right, okay.
He's
I see,
on
yeah.
Jack's show a few times.
He's very
nice
busy.
Fella.
Never stops.
What
he never stops
he
pranking that boy. Just always pranking that lad.
Didn't he run for Mayor of London as well?
I think so. He's always pranking that lad. Always pranking about.
Because I told you when I went to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, he
in
was there.
Little plane. Yeah, Max Frosch was flying it. No, the little plane, the pilot, when we landed, he went, welcome to St. Thomas, as his joke.
Right. Okay.
I told you that story, and I was like, I didn't mind that, because he'd done a good job. And
He'd done a good job.
He'd earned the right to a joke at the end.
What's a good job compared to a bad job?
Well, he got
when
us
it comes
there.
To flight, got you there.
But on that note, I was speaking to... So I went to Mimi's friend's son's first birthday.
Okay.
And her husband's in the US Air Force.
Yes.
But they were, at the time, based in the UK. And so all the people at the birthday party with their kids were pilots, basically.
Okay.
And I was showing them, can you imagine this? Going to be like,
oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I was showing them.
I bet you were
the
like
fucking... I was going, what do you think about that?
What do you think about that? What do you think about that, flyboy?
Some of them weren't interested.
I'll ride your tail any day, etc.
I was like, how much of our Top Gun is actually true? I was showing this video.
I'll be your wingman.
And one of them said, and I think there's a reasonable chance they were so bored of me, they were just saying anything to get rid of me.
Yeah.
But they were saying, oh, yeah, you never need to be worried on the planet like that because it's so light. If the engine cuts, it will just glide and land quite softly. You'll be fine.
I reckon you got more chance, I guess, than if you're landing a Boeing laden with fuel. But, I mean, I don't know.
Little tiny little plane.
Little tiny little baba. Well, they land on, That passenger landed one recently.
Yes.
They land on big motorways sometimes.
That was a brilliant effort, that guy.
Imagine doing that.
If you had shown someone the video of that passenger landing that plane,
yeah,
and no context, just watched the video, you wouldn't have thought there's anything different.
No, it was a bit loosey goosey, but I think
that happens though.
But that happens. The commercial airline pilot who witnessed it said, the guy at the control tower said, you just watched a man who'd never flown before land that plane, and he goes, "Oh wow, good job." And I got a bit tearful about that. I don't know what it is, but as soon as that happened, as soon as I read that story, I was like, it's going to be a reveal that he's flown millions of times.
You reckon?
Yeah. But it hasn't happened, so it's fine.
I texted my mate about that, and he said to me, it's easy flying a plane. Push it forward, cows get bigger. Pull back, cows get smaller. that was like his flying lesson. But there's another story, Pete, that we said we were going to talk about, actually, on right. that note, about that YouTuber guy who... The police have suspected he crashed a plane on purpose.
Yeah.
For YouTube views.
For YouTube views. That's a risky gambit, isn't it?
Yeah.
He just crashed his plane.
So apparently he's a former Olympic snowboarder, and he posted a 13-minute video of himself escaping a crashing plane in December 2021, right? But then there was a 3-month-long investigation into the crash, because there has to be, because of a plane, you know, crashes, there has to be. And the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, said, like, some of the quotes in their report are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, one of them says, during this flight, you opened the left side part door before you claimed the engine had failed.
Yeah. All this, basically, he's accused of being in a situation where he engineered a engine failure, and he and all of the evidence seemed to sort of hinge on the fact that A, he did a recce the day before. When he bought the plane off the man, he said, I'm going to do something big with it. and then he also put a lot of cameras, like a weird amount of cameras on a plane that he'd never done before. He behaved strangely in the cockpit and all this stuff, really.
Yeah, so they said that he didn't do any of the things that a pilot would do. So he didn't try and start the plane's engine, didn't scope out places to safely land before exiting the plane, and jumped out of it while, and this is a quote, holding a camera attached to a selfie stick and continuing to record the aircraft during your descent.
Yeah, yeah.
Very strange. He's obviously going to get his license revoked, I suppose.
But imagine, what if that had gone really fucking wrong and it landed in a farmer's house? Crushing a farmer.
And it does speak to, we were talking about this on Thursday, weren't we, about when you were talking about that kind of death cult. It does kind of speak to the idea that humans, I know this is an extreme example, but it's like, mate, you got 1.75 million views for it. That's a lot of views.
Well done, mate.
Well done.
What are you getting for that? $6,000.
But I think if you're being totally honest with yourself, when you go to sleep that night in your bed, you feel a little bit dead inside. I think you feel a little bit dead inside.
And as soon as that story comes out, the algorithm's burying that.
Yeah.
You're not going to see it.
Imagine if they changed the algorithm the night after.
You're not going to see a fucking coin from that, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I can't talk about it because of my attorney, but the truth of the situation will come out in time.
Right, okay.
Which I think tells its own story. It's a fucking mad thing to do. In a way, I'm not defending it. No one got hurt, so fair enough. In a way, it's also quite ballsy.
Yeah, but he's a snowboard. He's a thrill seeker. He's a man who cares nothing for the rules and regulations of the way we conduct our lives.
If he came in here for half an hour, he'd be like, oh, it's just so boring.
Life is so boring.
Yeah.
Breathing is so boring. And he just stopped breathing and dies. It's so boring. I'm opting out.
It's not how many breaths you have, but it's how many moments take your breath away. You know?
Who said that?
That's like one of those motivational quotes, isn't it? It's like one of those motivational quotes. Yeah. It'll be alongside like a silhouetted man hanging off a rock.
Stick it on a bit of driftwood. Hang it up in your kitchen.
I'm not slagging off the rock climbers because I've watched a few documentaries and I'm quite into it.
Yeah.
I think partly because my power to weight ratio is so poor that it seems completely exotic to me. So I'm not slagging them off. I'm just saying that kind of whole idea is quite tedious, isn't it? That kind of, wow, man, seek out the thrills, man. Don't you think?
I was watching Jackass 4.5.
The Oscar-winning Jackass.
The Oscar-winning Jackass. But they've done like a Netflix kind of... Remember like Jackass 2.5 had extra scenes and like a bit of a behind the scenes.
I need to go back and watch all of them. I haven't seen them for years.
And I was watching one of the Block's dads being chucked out of a plane. And I was like, oh, God. It does look good parachuting, doesn't it? But yeah, it can go so wrong.
I'd like...
It's so very wrong.
Yeah, so I'd like to be at the point where the parachute is fine and I'm slowly...
Yeah, just jump in there, yeah.
Yeah, because that looks amazing.
Yeah.
The view and all the rest of it.
And you land and you're straight in the hospital and you pick up a frying pan and a gun.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You're off and going.
I've got a 33% win rate on PUBG at the moment.
Yeah.
It's incredible, really.
This is D-Day. Not on D-Day, mate. No. Unbelievable.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
that's disrespectful.
It's all, luckily, it's also National Applesauce Cake Day, which I've seen applesauce cake. It looks fucking disgusting. So it looks like one of those kind of tray bakes, like a spongy kind of cake. Presumably underneath is the acrid, rotten applesauce that you'd see on your pork chop.
No, I'd eat the shit out of that.
Would you? Oh, yeah. Disgusting.
I'm actually going to go and have some in the break now.
Right. Okay.
When we come back, we'll do some emails.
All right.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Luke, where's your insulin? You've had too much or too little. I don't really know how it works. This is Luke and Pete Shaw. I'm Pete Donaldson. And since it's Monday, we're not doing battery brands, but we are doing emails.
Yeah, before I get to this email from Neil, which I really want to read out. That's all right. Don't worry.
Yeah.
If it's not you, it's Kate's personal space invasion is unbelievable. She kicks me all the time in the round.
Like a spider.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So when I had to do my NHS health check because I'm over 40.
Right.
I'm going to get to your email, Neil. But before I do, I just wanted to say this. I was really scared about the blood sugar level thing.
Oh, right.
Because I eat a lot of biscuits and cakes and stuff.
Okay.
But it actually came out normal. It came out absolutely fine.
Yeah, because you work out. You're a busy man.
Which made me think.
You walk.
How
bad can it get?
How high is the threshold? Because
how bad can it get?
I admittedly forgot I had this test, and the night before I ate a whole packet of biscuits.
Right,
okay. I've still not failed it.
I ate a whole bag of toffees yesterday. Now, that's proper old nan behaviour.
What about your teeth?
What do you mean, what about my teeth?
Well, as in hard toffee?
Yeah.
Mate, I couldn't do that.
I've got no fillings. I don't care. I've got a devil may care attitude in my teeth.
Do you need fillings? That's a different story.
You're rotten.
Genetically, you must have great teeth then.
Flew around the water in it. It's a low-income area. They just absolutely cover it in it.
Right. Do you reckon that's why?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. In shitty right. areas, they put more fluoride in the waters. And, yeah, me and my sister don't really... I think my sister's got a couple of things. But, yeah, I've got okay teeth, actually.
We found something medically you're actually strong at. It's amazing, really.
Yeah, creating calcification.
If someone said to you, you can have normal teeth, but none of all your other ailments, would you take it?
Yeah, definitely would.
There you go. You still lost out. Neil's been in touch. Hello at lukeandpeach.com is the destination he sent his missive to, and now we're reading it out. That's how it works. You can do the same.
Well done.
Send an email in to hello@lukeandpeachshow.com. Neil says the following. Hi, guys. Following on from last Monday's nickname chat.
Yes.
I've just remembered a story about a guy who I worked with for a couple of months during the pandemic. I work in a foundry that makes a few bits and bobs for ventilators.
Oh, yes, please.
So we became key workers and we were very busy. We got a new driver in from an agency who introduced himself to us as Maverick.
Maverick.
About 2 weeks later, his best mate from childhood came... in and started working there too, and had no idea who Maverick was until he met him and said, I've known this cunt 18 years and no one's ever called him Maverick. We then decided the mate who should be called Maverick, which pissed off the original Maverick, who became Goose while he was with us. So they've changed it up and now they've got Maverick and Goose working at the foundry with them. I quite like stories like that. I quite like the idea.
Oh, I'll take any story that's in a foundry.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I want to know more stories about what happens in the foundry.
If you're listening to this right now in a foundry, yeah. That is your bat signal
to send
an email.
There was a man on Facebook Marketplace and he was selling like 200, you know, the spikes on top of like fences, you know, like big raw iron fences.
Yeah.
He just had like 100 of these fuckers. And he's like, they can be welded. I was like, yeah, anything can be welded, but I mean, why have you got 200 of them?
Did you ask
him? You're lopping them off.
How much are you selling them for?
Well, I mean, it was a good price.
You get
them
in your filing cabinet, would you?
You've really got... I can think of no reason to own them apart from put them in a big sack and hit someone with them. I've got no use for them.
They'd be really heavy, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah.
I guess someone wouldn't mind welding them onto their garden fence, maybe to keep out intruders?
Maybe, I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Do you know what used to be? I don't know if this is because it's illegal now.
Yeah.
This has just reminded me. I genuinely have no idea why this doesn't happen much anymore. It was a big thing where I grew up for people to put broken glass and cement on the top of their walls.
Yeah, that I'm fairly certain that wasn't even allowed in the 80s, but my dad certainly did it.
Did he really?
Yeah, cement on top of the bricks and, yeah. Didn't prevent the seagull wagon from coming through the back of it. Let's make that very clear. But yeah, because people used to jump. They used to sort of scale a wall, jump in and grab my dad's bike. It just seems like a very... It's for the sake of a shitty racing bike, it's a lot of variables, a lot of chances to break your ankles and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And so we didn't have that in our... we had a back fence, which was quite high.
Right.
And I haven't said that. I used to climb over it all the time. And then we had this big fence panel, which my dad had fashioned into a big gate for the hard standing for the car to go on.
Right.
So you'd pull this post out, open the big fence, reverse the car in, and then close the fence and put the fence post back.
Right.
But there was no, like, no kind of broken glass or spikes or anything. We used to get clothes stolen off our washing line quite a bit. I remember once, I might have told you this before, but I remember once in PE we were getting changed, and this one kid had this jumper on or something that this other kid said had been stolen from his washing line. He's like, I know it's mine because I can tell because of this and this. And had a big fight about it. One of them ended up in the urinal. That's probably why I remember it.
In the jumper or not in the jumper? Because
they're both half naked because we're getting changed for PE.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you've got a pissy jumper, nobody wants that jumper.
But that was a thing, wasn't it? Cement King and broken Herod. Glass.
Yeah, it was, yeah. How was that allowed?
It's just demented.
Where would you even... I mean, they were all glass bottles, weren't they? Kind of like thick. Yeah. Just thick.
But do you remember your dad smashing the glass to make it?
No, I don't. I don't know where they got the glass from.
He did it at night.
He did it at night. I have a really sort of atmospheric kind of image of my dad one time. There was an issue with the... it was absolutely coming down. It was absolutely chucking it down. And I looked out the window and the lightning was sort of flashing. It was lightning flashes in the distance. Mm. And my dad...
How old were you?
It was sort of, you know, I probably was about 7, I reckon.
Okay.
And my dad had a massive drain, you know, those big drain sticks that go on for, they sort of connect together like pool cues.
Drain sweeper, yeah.
And my dad was attacking this fucking sewer in the opening in the backyard. He was like, and it was just every time the lightning flashed, my dad in a long coat was just
like groundskeeper Willie for the Simpsons.
Yeah, absolutely attacking this sewer.
That's chilling.
It is chilling. It looked, it looked like he was on the deck of like a boat in Deadliest Catch or something.
That's it was
absolutely coming down. It was really a dramatic image.
Did you block the sewer with a big turd or something?
I don't know what had happened, but it just wasn't working.
I can remember being in my bedroom, which overlooked the back garden, of which I've just spoken about.
Mm.
And there was a guy lived next door who, weirdly, he used to get in quite a few rows with my old man because he would be really noisy. He was a young single guy. He had lodgers. They used to have parties. And obviously my dad, they're all terraced houses. My dad wanted them to be quiet because obviously we were in bed. And that guy later got done for attempted murder. I think I told you. He ran, chased someone down the street and stabbed him.
Okay.
So, I mean,
that'll do it.
Yeah. But my dad used to get in rows with him all the time, right? Anyway. He had his own glazing business, right? So he would go and put UPVC windows into people's houses and stuff. That was his thing.
Yeah.
And he had these couple of assistants who used to be around his back garden, which doubled up as this place where they used to keep all the windows. Because I remember it vividly, because if a football went over there, I'd jump over the fence to get it back, and there'd be windows everywhere.
Right.
And they had these little, I can't really describe what they were like dishwasher tablets.
Right.
Right. In my mind, they're called like salt blocks.
Right.
But I think they were for cleaning the windows.
Okay.
So maybe you dissolve one in the water.
Oh, in a bucket.
And yeah, maybe. I don't really know.
That's kind of efficient, I suppose, isn't it?
But what I do know is they were amazing missiles to throw at people. They were like stones, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, we had like an endless supply of them. So we used to get them all the time. Anyway, so we had been throwing them around all day in the back alleyway where we used to play.
Yeah.
And at each other and all the rest of it. And
you were so clean.
Yeah. And,
so then,
and we obviously didn't dissolve them, so they were really fucking hard.
Mm.
And then that night, I was in bed, and the fucking door went, and it was the police.
Right.
And the police were saying, there's it's been a lot of complaints about these salt blocks being thrown and hitting people's windows and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just want to check if you've had any complaints or anything. And I can remember my mum answering the door. It must have been late at night, because I was in bed. And my mum said, no, I don't know anything about this, which she didn't.
Right.
But I had about fucking 40 of them in my bedroom. But so did every other kid in the fucking street, right? So luckily the police didn't come up and search it or anything like that, but I think the next door neighbour got busted for that.
Because they were stealing these little blocks.
They were his.
Right.
And he had let them basically be stolen, essentially.
What? So he was supplying everyone with a supply of...
I don't know if you can get done for that, but I mean, I think that...
Supplying salt blocks.
I think the buck stopped with him.
Why have you got so many salt blocks? Yeah. Well, I've clearly got a job that means I need them.
Yeah.
It's not my fault they're getting stolen.
Yeah. I mean, later on, he did get busted for attempted murder. I think he's still in jail.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know.
Well, look. Well, he got his comeuppance then, didn't he?
Yeah, but I'm not sure you get something. They're both
maybe that set him on the wrong trail.
But I also remember there was a big fashion for using this really tar-like paint.
Yeah, that was the burglar's grease.
Yeah,
and I used to climb on it, and it just be all over your hands. I realise that's what it's there for.
I used to get that all the time because you used to go and get your football back or whatever. I used to get that stuff all over.
But you realise that sometimes you need to be up where the burglar grease is. So you're like, well, you know, you've done yourself off there a little bit, haven't you? If I had to go and get a football from on top of like a...
There's no going back.
No.
Yeah. How do you get rid of it then?
I don't know, probably some strong acid. I don't know, it's quite oily, isn't it?
Salt blocks.
Yeah. Salt blocks.
Anyway, Peter, should we wrap up?
Let's wrap up. It's really easy to wrap up the show.
Just say stop.
Just say stop.
We've fucking had enough.
Yeah. If you want to get to the show, hello@lukeandpeter.com is our email address. We're loving the emails. We're loving the messages. Guys, so get in touch.
Is that a little bit of Donald Trump there?
A little bit. Luke and Pete Show on Twitter as well, and Instagram and all kinds of places. We're not on TikTok yet. We've not debased ourselves that far, but maybe we will in the future.
Is it a debasement?
Nah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Wish I had a debasement.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.